You're listening to From the Pulpit by Sahlein. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at sahlein.org/support.
There's an interesting story, a hadith that's narrated. One day, Amir al-Mu'mineen is doing tawaf in the Masjid al-Haram, around the Kaaba. It's at night. There's very few people with him. The hadith says, is his son Imam Hussein. So Imam Hussein is older now. Maybe he's in his 20s, possibly, or older. As they are doing the tawaf, they start hearing the sounds of someone crying and supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sound of someone who's in distress. You can tell that he is calling with full sincerity from the bottom of his heart. And he was reciting lines of poetry. But his poetry was a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was saying to Allah, O you who answers the call of the distress and the darkness. O you who removes all harm and affliction and illness. Your guests around the house, meaning the Kaaba, are asleep. Yet you, Allah, are awake and you never sleep. I ask you, I beg you, Ya Allah, grant me your generosity. Grant me your rahmah, your mercy, and pardon me for my sins. For if your forgiveness is not granted to me, and I am someone who committed many sins, then no one can help me. No one can forgive me. They heard this beautiful dua. Imam Ali said, Ya Hussein, did you hear this dua? He said, yes. You can tell, the Imam tells him, you can tell that this person is in distress and he's sincerely reaching out to Allah. He tells him, go and find him, see who he is and ask him what his story is. Imam Hussein goes by the Kaaba. He says, I see a young man holding on the Kaaba between Hajar, by the Hajar, Hajar al-Aswad and Maqam Ibrahim. He says he's doing dua and supplicating and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I asked him, young man, who are you? What's your story? He said he was in so much distress, he couldn't answer. I told him, my father, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, wants to see you. He got up. He said, yes, I will come. He came to Imam Ali. Imam Ali told him, who are you? He said, I'm a young man from the Arab. What's your story? He tells him, I am someone who has committed a grave, a big sin against my father. I am a disobedient son to my father. I'm trapped in distress. I'm immersed in grief. And I have repented to Allah, but yet, unfortunately, my dua is not being answered. What's your story? He tells him that for years I lived a life of sin. I used to commit every haram, waste all my life with my friends, dunya, chasing after my desires. He said, I had a noble father. My father used to always warn me, used to always give me advice. My dear son, don't waste your life. Don't go after the dunya. You will regret it. This dunya is too precious to waste because you have to spend it building your akhirah. He says, every time I would ignore my father. He says, I would yell at my father. I would scold him. I wouldn't give him any chance to give me advice. He says, until one day, I went to take some money from the house. I wanted to take that money and go and perform certain sins, maybe gambling, buy alcohol, whatever it is. He says, my father found out. He came and he blocked me. He told me, no, I will not allow you to do this. This is haram. Don't ruin your life. He says, I yelled at my father. He wouldn't move. He says, then I hit my father. I struck him. He fell to the ground. He got up. He said, I went to take the money. He put his hand to prevent me. He says, I grabbed his hand. I twisted and broke my father's hand. He says, my father was so heartbroken that he raised his hand right away and he made a dua against me. He asked Allah to seek revenge. You know, it's not easy for a mother or father to do dua against their own sons or daughters because mothers and fathers are very patient. very forgiving. So you can imagine how scarred the heart of this father was that he made a very powerful dua against me. He turned to Allah and he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a dua, also lines of poetry. He said, Ya Allah, I am asking you because I am frightened from this disobedient son of mine. I ask you, Ya Allah, to take my haqq, my right from this son. And I ask you to make him paralyzed. Can you imagine a father doing this dua against his son? He says, as soon as my father brought his hands down, he says, all of a sudden, I fell to the ground and half my body was paralyzed. I couldn't move. I became handicapped. He said, for 3 years, I begged my father. My dear father, please forgive me. Please ask Allah to cure me. He says, I repented to Allah. I changed. But still, I remained paralyzed. He said, 3 years, I begged him. My father would not accept. Until finally, after 3 years, he gave in. He said, okay. So we decided to travel to the Kaaba and ask, and my father would ask Allah by the Kaaba to relieve me and that he has forgiven me. He says, so we went on this trip. My father is on the camel. He says, in the middle of the way, he says, the camel slipped, my father fell. Kind of like how you have car accidents now. My father fell on a rock and he died right then and there. He says, I buried him in the desert. He said, so I came to the Kaaba without my father. What am I going to do now? How will Allah forgive me? My father was the only way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would redeem me. But now my father is dead. So now you see me crying in distress because I feel so bad for how I treated my father. And I've seen brothers and sisters, I've seen some brothers and sisters who did not honor their parents when they were alive. They were so distracted in this dunya. Their mother, their father died, only then they woke up. Only then they repented. And the guilt of not only being undutiful and being bad towards their parents, it wasn't that just that killed them, but the fact that their parents were also dead now. And they could no longer go to them and ask them for forgiveness. So as long as your parents are alive, brothers and sisters, do not sleep until you know that your parents are happy with you. They're satisfied and pleased with you. So anyway, he says, this is my story, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. What do I do? Imam Ali tells him, Subhanallah, you have found the right person. I know what the solution is. I will tell you and teach you a dua. This dua will relieve you from all your distress. And then the imam began to speak so highly of a certain dua. He said, this dua is the dua of Rasulullah. He taught me this dua. It contains Ismullah al-A'zam, the great name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the imam began to mention the virtues of this dua. The imam told him, anyone who calls through this dua, Allah will answer them. Their need will be granted. Their sorrow will be lifted. Their distress will be removed. Their illness, sickness will be healed. If they are broken, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mend them. If they are poor, Allah will enrich them. If they are in debt, Allah will pay their debt. If they are suffering from the evil eye, Allah will repel the evil eye through the blessings of this dua. If they are frightened because of any devil, shaitan, or tyrant, Allah will protect them. If they have committed sins, their sins will be forgiven. And then the imam told him, if a righteous man were to call with this dua upon a mountain, it could move the mountain from its place. Meaning this is how powerful, this is the potential of this dua. If someone called with it upon a dead person, Allah would give this person life. Now, obviously, the imam is exaggerating here, but he wants to show him the power of this dua. Yani, it can potentially bring back someone who is dead, bring him back to life. If he called upon water, meaning while you're standing by a river, by a lake, You recite this dua, he would be able, through the blessings of this dua, to walk on it as long as he has no pride in ujb. The man asked him, yes, the young man, what is this dua? And Amir al-Mu'mineen began to recite dua al-Mashlul. Dua al-Mashlul, you can find it. Just go on Google, write dua al-Mashlul. You find it on duas.org. You find it in Arabic and English. Beautiful dua. Imam Hussein says that when I heard this dua, it seems that Imam al-Hussein, it was his first time hearing this dua. He said that after hearing this dua and its power, I was happier than that young man who Allah had repented. And this young man, by the way, the hadith says he recited that dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him through the blessings of Imam Ali, Imam Hussein, and this beautiful dua al-Mashlul.